Castaneda behind me has become a great symbol in our church and a place of personal prayer, where we go and we light a candle, symbolic of our offering to God of ourselves, and we pray. Kristina Dochvat was the artist that painted that. She, in fact, also painted the icon screen in the cathedral in Philadelphia, which is the largest Byzantine church in North America. It seats about 2,000 to 3,000 people, slightly more than what we have here today. But looking at the Plaschenica, I reminded you last Lent, it took me 4 years to realize that it's painted from the perspective of being buried with Christ, and we are in the tomb looking at Jerusalem. And what do you notice right away? Christ is alone. In a grave of Joseph of Arimathea, not his own grave, not the family plot, not a place where relatives would come and visit, but alone on a stone slab, looking at the people that he loved in Jerusalem while they are partying, because it's the Passover. And he lies there, silent and dead. For the early Christians, the idea of religion being impersonal was foolishness. But sometimes when we come to church, we do think of it as impersonal. Like the people who run a business and have to make hard decisions, they go, nothing personal, it's just business. Church is personal. Religion is personal, or else it's useless. The person of Christ and what he did for us and how he loves us to this day is so important that the central sacrament that we celebrate today, his love for us, not a thing of the past, not a historical recollection, but something that is happening today, reminds us that it was for us. Did you ever think of the Our Father, how often you hear the word our, us, our, forgive us our trespasses as we? That prayer continuously reminds us that we are in this together. We have a responsibility for one another. And in the mystical tradition of the church, saints were on fire for Christ and for one another. It was not business. It was not a dispassionate proclamation of some principles that I may or may not believe. It was something so personal that made them cry, that made them laugh, that made them sing the Psalms, that made them smile and rejoice. So when we come to church, we can address it seriously. Either this is a deep love that God has for me, and I am called to have for him and my brothers and sisters, or else it is a useless exercise, and I might as well just talk to one another or go downstairs and have a cup of coffee, because it really doesn't matter. But if it does matter, which I believe it does, then there are riches that Christ can give us and a passion that he can stir in our hearts where life takes on spice, it takes on meaning, it takes on fire. Christ and belief in him calls us silently, just as he lies in the tomb. I love you. I died for you. I will help you. Do you believe that? Not does your wife believe that? Not does your husband believe that? Not does your, do your parents believe that? But do you? If you don't, look for it. Search for it. And if you do believe it, thank God that you have it. Slava Isusu Christu.